Hi, my name is Anastasia Sakos, and today I will be speaking with my boss, Maria Bonavolanto, owner of Moda Salon, concerning the book which she recommended to me, The Color Purple by Alice Walker. How are you today, Mrs. Bona?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. So, thank you so much for taking your time to sit down with me and discuss your book you recommended to me, which, again, I thank you so much for. I thought it was amazing and just really wonderful.
Stop. It's absolutely nothing. I love sharing this book with anyone that I can.
Great. So let's just jump right into it. I know that you have been reading for quite a while and you've read several books. And with your experience, you know time and condition is important to any book as a reader. And in The Color Purple, we follow the perspective of a young African-American woman named Celie from Georgia during the time period between the 1910s to 1940s. How does the brutality inflicted upon by men and racial prejudice affect the women of the time throughout the novel?
Well, this is an interesting question. You see, the African-American woman of that time did not only have to deal with the racism of the South, but also took an inferior role within their own households because of the physical and verbal abuses done by males. You know, and it's characterized by two characters. We have two characters that are Celie and Sophia. Celie is meek and she can't stand up for herself in front of a man due to being abused and raped. And there's Sophia. She's a brute. She's pretty much the opposite in comparison to Celie.
Yeah, I really agree with how you compare the two. They are definitely opposites, especially in the way they approach males or even any situation. And I really think it's interesting the way you speak of Sophia. She definitely stands apart from all the other women in the novel, as she's strong and independent. And why do you believe, out of all the characters in the book, that Alice Walker writes Sophia to be the individual to be arrested and work for the mayor's family as a housekeeper? And what does that say for women like Sophia in that time?
Well, out of all the women, Sophia is definitely the most believable character to be seen going to jail, given her manner and her attitude, obviously. I do believe this is very important to consider, like, why Sophia, phrase this. This is an illustration of the time in which the story takes place. It proves that there are quite honestly no tolerance for such behavior from a woman, and God forbid an African-American one. This also shows there was no place in a society for a woman to have a voice. And with the exceptions of women like Sophia, they were bound for suppression.
I also agree with that too. I mean, there was no for women like Sophia to speak freely and without any punishment, like her being thrown into jail or becoming a housekeeper. And again, I'm sorry to speak of women within this work again and again, but I'm sure you agree with this too, that they're the main focus of the novel as they interact with men. And a big reflection question I want to ask you is, as a woman, How does this affect your sight of your own position as a female? And how does it make you feel for the women of the time in comparison to yourself?
First of all, these questions are expected. And don't be sorry, because I completely agree that women are one of the main focuses of this novel. This is part of the reason why I enjoyed it so much. It is because it's unimaginable to me, these behaviors. The book gives me great appreciation for the freedom that I have. And the social increase of female independence during our time. See, I'm my own business owner, and I reflected upon this constantly when I was reading the book. I was just amazed how far we've come as women, and just imagine the black women that we have in our society today. Like, look at President Obama and Michelle Obama. I mean, you know, she was 50 years have passed, only 50 years, and we've had a female black, the first lady. I mean, I'm sorry that I messed up. Yeah, first lady. It amazes me how far we've come. And for me, my own independence of owning my own business, you know, coming from an immigrant family.
Yeah, and it's completely honorable too, and I do work for you, so I do see you, and I definitely find you to be someone that I completely admire, because I think it's a great thing to own your own business as a female and to be as productive as yourself. And I really am starting to see why you're so passionate about this book. I mean, it does somewhat kind of reflect the way your life, like not your life has gone, but the fact that you own your own business as a female. And we see that in the progression of Celie. And my question is, it's the reflection of Celie, or of Suge's influence on Celie, that is most similar to your lifestyle as a business owner. And how do you feel their relationship influences the character development of Celie throughout the novel?
Well, Celie starts off, she was sexually abused, physically, verbally abused by various people. She had no self-esteem, no voice, no self-worth. And Suge comes in, and she teaches Celie about love, sexuality, and helps Celie grow. These actions allow Celie to find her voice, and like we say, a sense of self. And with all the self-confidence she gains through this relationship with the Suge, Celie is able to speak up against Mister, which I think is great, especially when you see how it, you know, you see how she maneuvers through life in a stronger way, and she finds the strength and the capability of opening up her own store.
Yeah, that's exactly the parallel I drew to you. When she moves to Tennessee with Suge and opens up her own clothing store, I just thought that was a really strong climax for Celie. And I know I already touched upon this, but I wanted to ask you why you're so passionate about this book, aside from your connection to the women within and their stories. What I mean to ask is, how does the writing speak to you? And why is it so compelling to you?
Well, for me, I just love the growth of the genders. That makes me love the book so much. You see, Celie speaks through private letters. She writes to God and Nettie. Nettie is her sister. It's almost confessional and beautiful. It's private, you know, her actual, everything that's internalized is expressed in her writings. They kind of, you know, her journal entries are convincing, and her thoughts. It's just, it's an amazing journey that you see Celie go through. And as a Black female and of her time, she's an exceptional character.
Yes, for sure. I really like that you said that it's pretty confessional. It's because we get to see inside of Celie a different way than she shows to the rest of the world. And again, like you said, it's so private and it's to God. Are there any last thoughts as we conclude our discussion?
No, I just love the fact that you enjoy the book and that you read it.
Yeah, I really did enjoy it. Thank you so much for telling me about this book. And again, for sitting down with me to discuss it. It's just been so great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes!
Wait, did we sound okay?
It doesn't matter. I didn't listen to my last one. I just sent it in.